Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Doubts are growing over whether Ireland will have enough vaccinators for when vaccine deliveries ramp up next month. It comes after the HSE extended the closing date for vaccinator applications for a second time on Thursday. Now, amid these concerns, several groups claim they're available to put needles in arms, including doctors who are willing to work for free. But their offers are being rebuffed. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more. Now, we've been discussing, Barry, already how yesterday's news around AstraZeneca impacts short-term supply. But there are questions also over our preparedness for when the vaccine supplies eventually increase. What can you tell us?
Yeah, the government hopes to administer 250,000 COVID vaccines a week from the beginning of April. That's less than 3 weeks away. And last month, the Taoiseach expressed confidence there will be enough medical professionals to administer the jabs, including at 37 vaccination centres across Ireland. However, on Thursday last, the HSC extended the closing date for applications from those wishing to become COVID vaccinators for a second time. The initial closing date had been the 2nd of March. And this, well, it's raising alarm. The HSC CEO, Paul Reid, he insists there are almost 10,000 trained vaccinators, but this figure is largely made up of those who'd been administering vaccines pre-COVID, such as the country's 3,000 plus GPs. Now, the HSE's recruitment agency, CPL, it's running a nationwide campaign to staff the vaccination centres, and the HSE tells me it has received over 2,500 applications through this campaign for new vaccinators. It also says there are local recruitment campaigns underway, but questions are being raised as to whether there'll be enough people to stick the jab in your arm when the vaccine deliveries eventually increase.
So some of the people you've been speaking to, Barry, they say and they argue that the HSE and the Department of Health, they're drawing from too small a pool when it comes to recruiting vaccinators. Why are they saying that?
Yeah, the HSE recruitment drive, it's focused on doctors, nurses, paramedics, pharmacists, physiotherapists, midwives and emergency medical technicians. But look across the Irish Sea, the NHS is recruiting everyone it possibly can to vaccinate. The net cast much wider to include healthcare assistants, nursing students, even non-medical professionals, Claire, as long as they've completed some form of life support or first aid training. Now here, vaccine practitioners such as the Tropical Medical Bureau, who you heard from last week, say they're willing to help, but their offers have been rejected. Professionals as well, such as phlebotomists who take blood samples from patients, and radiographers, they're also blocked from becoming vaccinators. These groups argue they should be involved as they routinely work with needles. I could also help free up doctors or nurses for non-COVID related frontline healthcare. Dean Harper is the president of the Irish Institute of Radiography and Radiation Therapy. He says their pleas to become COVID vaccinators have been ignored.
We wrote to the Minister of Health in early January expressing our willingness to engage and to get involved. We believe radiographers and radiation therapists are well placed to do this. We're, you know, highly trained and skilled professions. Many of us are involved in intravenous and intramuscular injections as it is. So, you know, a lot of us are kind of primed to go. There's definitely been a huge expression from our professional groups in getting involved in whatever way they can. And really, that's what we need. The implementation plan has talked about these mass vaccination centres, and appreciate supply at the moment is an issue, but you know, as that eases, we need as many people as possible. We can't be constantly relying on doctors and nurses. They're being pulled and redeployed from other areas. It's causing other, you know, areas within the health sector to kind of effectively grind to a halt or to build up waiting lists. So essentially, the more people that can get involved, the more hands-on, the quicker we'll get this rolled out.
And would you have concerns in relation to that, that the team of vaccinators perhaps isn't as dense as it should be?
I certainly would think that. We've noted, you know, that the HSC have recently tweeted out on social media that they've extended the recruitment drive for vaccinators. So to me, that just screams that there isn't enough people out there at the moment.
This is a disaster waiting to happen. Would you go that far?
Well, certainly if it's not addressed, you know, very quickly. I mean, I'm a big believer in planning ahead. And I mean, anyone would know that we need to be primed and ready to go. I appreciate supply at the minute may not require this, you know, additional amount of vaccinators, but very quickly that's going to ease up and we're just going to be left with, you know, logistical errors if there's not enough people to roll these out. And exactly as you're saying, it's going to be a disaster ready to happen. We need to get this out as quickly as we can. We need as many people as we can, whatever those numbers are. You know, I'm representing, as I say, two very defined professions, but also there's a wider group. There's 40,000 health and social care professions out there that could be utilised in some shape or form, or to get involved, that could be hands on deck. They really need to just take this and go with it and get these people ready to go.
So that's Dean Harper. He's from the Irish Institute of Radiography and Radiation Therapy, telling you, Barry, that thousands of workers are locked out, as far as he's concerned, of the vaccinator recruitment programme. But lots of other people want to become vaccinators too, and they can't.
Yeah, the recruitment campaign underway at the moment is for salaried vaccinators. However, there's an appetite among some healthcare workers to volunteer for free and help on weekends after work in their spare time. One consultant told me how, "I work 50 to 60 hours per week, but would be quite happy to give my Saturday or Sunday to vaccinate. I'm very well paid as it is. There's such goodwill out there to volunteer, but there's zero mechanism to do so." Another cohort looking to help is recently retired medics.
Well, we had one on last week or the week before, Dr. Malone from SNEAM, and he wanted to do it unpaid and he wasn't allowed to do
that.
That's
it, and he had to undertake several courses after 41 years of service. And somebody like him is Dr. Paul Moriarty, the former medical director of the Eye and Ear Hospital in Dublin. He passed 70 but is fully vaccinated. He registered to become a COVID vaccinator after checking the HSC and Medical Council websites and then completed 25 hours of training. Here's what happened next.
On neither of those sites did it say if you were over 70, you were disqualified. So I went ahead and did all the requirements, put my name forward and said I'd be very happy to go on their staffing roster for vaccination. But once my application hit HR, the HR said, "I'm sorry, but there's a HSE policy block on anybody over 70 being employed by the HSE." So that's where we are at the moment. You have to say, really, since vaccination has rolled out, the figures that come out of, say, the Scottish studies and studies from Israel show people in the cohort over 70 have very high levels of vaccination protection. So I think this really should sway the decision making. I think it would be reasonable for anybody in my position to take the relatively small risk involved in giving some service to the vaccination rollout.
At the moment, we have frontline medics there administering the vaccine in the vaccination centres and so on. But for you, is that really the best use of resources at the moment, given the pressure on the health service?
Well, I don't think so, particularly since the risk to people in my age group is now really negated by the vaccine. I feel that we should be able to use our expertise and patient and people skills to help with this relatively mundane task, but it frees, you know, frontline staff to look after all the other things that need to be done within the health service. I mean, the health service runs pretty lean at the best of times, but when you add COVID on top of it, it means a lot of resources are pulled away from routine care, and it would be much better if people like me could step in and allow people to go back to give that level of normal routine care for all the other diseases apart from COVID. And the other thing is, I think the recruitment are only looking for people who can work full time, but there's a huge cohort of senior nurses who work there 37, 39 hours a week, who would be only delighted to do a day at a weekend or an evening session or something to fill in. But I don't think they're being looked at as a group that would help as well. People like myself would happily step into the breach to help to either vaccinate or to help give governance and to run the centres. It would be really unreasonable not to reconsider the policy in light of the statistics that are coming out about the protection of the older group with the vaccination.
Dr. Paul Moriarty there talking a lot of sense. I'm sure lots of people would be more than happy to get their vaccine from the former medical director of the Eye and Ear Hospital, but he's not eligible to do it. Now, another issue you've encountered, Barry, is around pay for vaccinators.
Yeah, so GPs earn €120 an hour when they work in mass vaccination centres. However, agency nurses administering the vaccine are entitled to pay between €17.20 and €24.82 an hour, depending on experience. And there are fears some nurses won't take on the job due to these rates. Pharmacists may also refuse to work in mass vaccination centres in a row over fees. The Irish Pharmaceutical Union says regulations signed by Health Minister Stephen Donnelly earlier this year mean pharmacists are entitled to €70 an hour for working as vaccinators in centres. However, recent communications from the HSC and CPL indicate pharmacists will be paid no more than €24.82 an hour, the same as agency nurses, and around a third of what they claim was agreed. Dara O'Loughlin is the General Secretary of the Irish Pharmaceutical Union.
In the mass vaccination centres, there is an issue whereby the government approved a rate of pay for pharmacists and GPs working in mass vaccination centres, and the HSE's recruitment isn't honouring the rate of pay that's been approved by government and set down in statute. So the rate that's set down in statute for GPs is 120 euros an hour, for pharmacists it's 70, but the rates being paid in the vaccination centres are certainly being offered are a fraction of that. So as a result, pharmacists are not in a position to take roles in mass vaccination centres.
So you're advising your members not to take roles in these centres until this issue is resolved?
We're advising our members that the issue hasn't been resolved. It's for them to decide whether to take the roles or not. But certainly we're advising them that the rate of pay that was agreed by government is not being offered currently in the roles that are available.
Have you sought any assurances or have you sought any explanations as to why there's a difference in pay to what was agreed previously?
We highlighted to the HSE that the rates that they are offering don't match the rates that have already been approved by government and set down in legislation. We've sought reassurance that the rates that are approved will be paid. We've had some correspondence, but we've had no assurances at this stage. We've had no substantive response to that. So we don't know yet what their explanation is for paying at a rate that's a fraction of what's already been agreed. We don't know what steps are being taken to resolve the issue because we simply haven't had a response to our concerns.
And how long have you been seeking a response around your concerns?
2.5 weeks since we first raised it with HR and the HSE. We had raised it previously and it escalated it to national level and we still have not had a response. It's deeply frustrating. We would have expected a prompt response. It's a very simple issue. A rate of pay has been agreed by government, has been approved and is not being paid by the HSE. That could be an error, it could be an oversight, or it could be a deliberate decision. But given so much time has passed since we brought it to their attention, we can only conclude that it's not an error or an oversight, and we're still awaiting an explanation. It could be the case that the mass vaccination centres will have no pharmacists working within them. That's a bridge that we'll have to cross, but we won't let that get in the way of the public getting the vaccinations.
Dara O'Loughlin of the IPU, and all these issues around vaccinator pay and recruitment prompted this reaction from People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett.
I'm very concerned. I mean, I think given the extremely poor record of CPL in terms of its failure to utilise the huge amount of volunteers there were for the call for Ireland at the outset of the pandemic, and now we have a situation where there seems to be incredible disparities and inconsistency in terms of the pay that they're offering to vaccinators, and also a refusal to engage with people who are volunteering to assist for free. So it is very, very alarming and would make you quite worried for the vaccination programme and the vaccinators we need to carry through that absolutely urgently required programme.
That's Richard Boyd Barrett. Barry, you spoke to the HSE and the Department of Health. You asked them what they had to say about all of this.
The Department of Health says the HSE is building its workforce for vaccine rollout, but it's not intended that phlebotomists or radiographers will be called upon. The HSE, for its part, says it's working with a range of groups to ensure the maximum number of vaccinators. When asked about those wishing to volunteer and disciplines excluded from becoming vaccinators, the HSE said it was obliged to implement government policy. It also says pay for those working in vaccination centres has also been sanctioned by the Department of Health, and its main priority is to have a workforce specifically employed for vaccinations so rosters can be properly forecast.
Great, Barry. Thank you very much.